We were talking yesterday about the Mecholot. Remember that? Some views, the Ramban is quoted as saying that Mecholot is some trace. And the boss of Mecholot, Mecholot is trace, no good. And we don't hold that way, the Halach. Then we have to figure out exactly what these things are. I mean, if you want to go into a store, I want to buy Mecholot. What would you call it in English? You want to buy... What about the Siyube Zechal? What's the Siyube Zechal? That's what I thought. That's what that was way. So what's Mechal? The Rosh explain. Call this wrong. This quote is saying that Mechal is some trace. And the boss of Chal. Mechal is trace. No good. And we don't hold that way, the Halach. Then we have to figure out exactly what these things are. I mean, if you want to go into a store, I want to buy Mechal. What would you call it in English? You want to buy... We want the Siyube Zechal. What's the Siyube Zechal? That's what I thought. That's what that was like. So what's Mechal? The Rosh explain. Call this wrong. All right. I don't know. I forgot exactly. The Rosh is giving you the whole description of how of the process and the procedure. After we have our demonstration on Monday of the Shechit, the name of the demonstration, we'll go to a farm. Go to a farm down the road where they, you know, milk the cows. So we should find out what is Mechal, what's the Siyube Zechal.
How are we going to ask them?
I don't know. The main color of the Rosh explains when you take out all the food, all the salad, right? All the salad. After you make cheese, you cook the milk, and the food comes to the top. Whatever's left over is called Mechal. I'm going to tell you, Mechaber says, Yesh Mish Omen Sifches, and it's Yubi Dechalba, Pirish, Cholor HaMismatzes, Mekifo, Nagvino, Eino Bechlau Mechal. Aber mei chola auf heinu acha she osem agvina mevashtam an es yubi veocha tzofni lemala so nisha bo ala mayim bi alma vazeo niko mei chola. This is what the Rosh says, but what does it mean? I in my own mind, I never saw this process in my life, so I totally visualize exactly what it is. I mean, I hear it, I haven't seen every single word over here, even though there's no translation. I guess I didn't get this far, my friend, yeah. But I understand the word, it's a process that's somewhat you know, befuddling to those the city boys that never lived in a farm. Okay. All right. So I'm not going to spend any time on it, but I don't understand what it means. Okay. Let's go to... Yes, please.
Yeah, conscious because you're dead in the refrigerator. You see, I'll lift it almost completely.
Oh, yeah? I don't know if that's what that is. I mean, I buy cottage cheese and I buy it fresh and I see liquid on top. I don't know what that is either. I just don't know. I really don't know. Maybe I'm serious. This is farmer from a farm here. It's a program director. You know. Got a trip here. Let's go. Kuf Tes Zayin in Gemara. Ramban. Right. Yeah. Says the Mishnah. Kuf Tes Zayin in Gemara. Yeah, they quote that there as well. Yeah, earlier in Chutz Kalov. No? It's not quoted in Shavar. Where's Chutz Kalov? Where would you find this thing? Back. Go down from the list. Pei Aleph. This is Pei Aleph. Roma Yotze Menachai. Here it is. Simon Pei Aleph, Sif Hei, WS, what about the dinner? Halacha Lamai, everyone quote this, build the sheet, sure. May chalav shalahen mutter. More than the may chalav shalahen. That's the second madrega. The yesh misha osa bezeh. Okay? That simply they say that it's not considered may chalav. That's this, what the Rosh described. May chalav is a siubit chalav, but the may chalav, just terms are thrown around. For this, after the cheese is may, whatever you know, floats to the top, that's called may chalav. And some says, Aster and Gantz. How can it be? So the Shachar quotes the Rosh. How can it be? Etc. So he gives my chilek on if nesar. The kol nir lechalek. The halsam ain't on nesar. Ashi pirish. Dam shall pirish. It's mutter. Al rocha shen nesar mishum eva menachai. In nola shem mei mei chalav if neatman also mishum eva menachai. Can gam shem im ochal yesar. Shapirish menachai. Today, that's what I was telling you yesterday, David. Here the nation is eva menachai. Then it's just dam.
Special
iser dam. Right, that's an iser. But here it's only eva menachai. That's yotzim eva menachai. How many say it's yotzim eva menachai? It's also, but it passed through a time and it's mutter. Has it mi chaza vi osro? That's what he says. He says, but it's here tov, bishem mei chalav murabom, kein, lo adin mei chalav if neatman the mutter. Of course, the Ramah, thank God, here says, Haminik is for Rishona, we're making against that, that Shita, but the Shita is quoted actually by Rocha and by the Mechaber. Actually quoted by the Mechaber. Oh no. So this is the, this is Payalos effect. Okay. Okay. Let's go. Let's go back to the Gemara here, which I started. Kuf Tev Zayin. I didn't say that in the story yet. Is it me? Is it me? No. Let's go. Kevas Obek Achorim V'shal Nevela Arezu Asura. What's a keva? Is Rashi? Keva. Keva with a stomach. Zeh Cholav Korosh B'tocha Keva. Now again, I must say at the beginning, I never saw this. I don't understand exactly the proceedings of it, but you help me out. Okay? Michelle Nevela Rezu Asura. Okay. Hamanid Ba'or Shal Keva Tesheva Im Yesh Beno Sentan Rezu Asura. Period. Why? Why? There's a question of Nisina's Tam over here. Says, Tosis, the bottom Tosis. Hamanid Ba'or Shal Keva Im Yesh Bavachule Tema. So the Gemara Mefarish Tama the Asu Gavinas Ovik Achavim Meshav Amin and Elson Bior Kevus Nevela Mayer Nevela Afilu Ksheira Nami Fantastic Kash to be Bosa B'chol Heshlama the Mishim Bosa B'chol Al Hayu Osu Misafek Shud Lekal Esu Adu Rabban and Derech Mishla Asu Tor Tosus Kit Azog. That's the only reason why the Gemara happened to mention the that of the Avod Azor is the Shavu Adu Raisa. But if it's just the Shavu Adu Rabban, it's not Derech Mishla Asu Tor, it's not Derech Mishla. So the only Rabbanan. But if you know for a fact, according to Tosfos, if you know for a fact that you have cheese and the rennet, a fancy word, they know what rennet means. I never saw this animal either, rennet, but I heard of it a few times. What's rennet? Rennet has the agent which makes milk of the cheese. Okay? Right? Turtles are okay. If the rennet comes from an animal product, it could be from a kosher animal, even glatt kosher animal. The cheese is still trade for the Bosa B'chol. No. Mamid. I'm sorry. What does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? I'm sorry? Yeah, but Tosfos makes... Come again?
It only is also in any case if it isn't stopped. Even
available, but there's not a Tosfos does not mention the word Nesina's Tam here at all.
The
Mishnah
does.
I'm sorry?
The Mishnah does.
The Mishnah is the Yeshua and Tam.
There's no else in Tam, it's not true.
But the question is not going to become. Okay. Well, assuming David is right makes this question even worse. You have a klal. Well, we think we may have a klal. The Dover Amam and I feel the Bela flow button. Wait, slow. Dor Amam and Afilu Be'elaf Lo Bot. Ever is Shukram? Never. Not
yes,
true?
Yes.
It's in the Gemara?
No.
It's in the
Gemara. It's in the Gemara.
Wait, slowly. Slowly. It's Kahati. Oh. Good. So, we have a cloud, quoted in this poskim. Dor Amam and Afilu Be'elaf Lo Bot. You know, there the poskim make a big deal about this cloud. The question becomes, that cloud exists. So what's going on in this Mishnah? What's going on in the Gemara? So, the Ran says the cloud exists. The cloud is a gewaldig cloud, 100% a cloud. The question becomes, what is the one who needs Avodah Zarah? I mean, they said the Ran a Chiddush. The cloud exists, but only here it doesn't exist. Everywhere else exists except for here. You may ask why. Says the Ran, according to the Rimigash and the Rambam, that's where it really comes from. The Rimigash and the Rambam say it. That this is our Gemara, Kufta Zayin. Because when do we say Dover HaMamad, I feel the Be'elof Loboto, that is a Dover HaMamad, it's a Shtik Treif, it's an independent Issa. It's Chazer, it's Nevela, it's Avodah Zarah, whatever it is. But the Dover HaMamad is milk. Let's take a more normal case. The Dover HaMamad is meat, and the Dover HaNeman is milk. Then this world-renowned cloud of Dover HaMamad, I feel the Be'elof Loboto, does not apply, because it's not a question of Issa and Hetzah. I'm sorry?
But
there was a bit of a answer, correct. This is how the Ran says, it really comes from way much earlier sources, the Rambam, and it really comes from the Rimigash, that is. That's the post for say. Rimigash came up with this distinction.
Yeah. I suppose the whole idea of the Rambam was invented to answer the question, wasn't it? You get the impression, looking at the Rishon, it wasn't invented to answer, it was just a priori.
It was assumed that Rambam is I feel of the bottle, and
why is that true? Is that a
I'm sorry.
Why is it that the Ramah in a
bottle is separate? Oh, so I want to get to that in a second. Let's take a look. Let's analyze that. What's why should the Ramah be any different than any plain thing? What's the difference? Mamet, not Mamet.
In a way, it's like something. You could say it's like milking palm in a way.
Okay. Very good. You weren't even here for that discussion. You weren't even chavin. Very good. Yes, ma'am.
That Tosfos that answers that the Yishlom of the Shimpas Mechalas lay a tour in the stuffing, the Shimpas Mechalas is a little bit about it.
No.
Did that mean to say that Haman said that the cheese would be on kosher?
Come again?
You don't know.
So you say, take that bun of a kula. If you do know, so
you don't know. You don't know what? You don't know if the cheese came from a kosher animal?
You don't know if the rennet was from an animal or from a vegetable. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Let's say that came.
Maybe it was
vegetable or mineral.
Because even if it was an animal, you don't know if it came from an animal.
You don't know anything. Okay. So let's take a look on the Ran. Okay? The Ran is very important. Let's look on the Ran, Rabbi. Look on the Ran.
It's not like if it was from an animal, then it would, the kosher wouldn't make a difference.
Let's look at the Ran. So the Ran's like this. Yeah. Hikshu Rav Yosef HaLevi Zal. Hamayit Tich Shmuel Lemeinu B'Or Kevus Nevelo. I feel the Org Sheh and Nami Tich Tanish Nebosa B'Cholot. The Sukkah Shalei. Hey, if you were to be called, the Lutanic fail of a levy ben Otten Tam. The Nichol is out. Even if you were to be called, the Mitzvah ben Otten Tam, can it not be Matit and Amar, be okay, the Mishp ben Otten Tam Asura. We should all okay, but the veil that says be called Shu. Why? The came in the Okume Komokim Lo Bottle. Right? That, it's called the Ramam. Aber mich bosse bekhalb lek mei machi. Du khalei mas lo yoyf tama, la bosse bekhalb. Al hay bi ape kor, ale ape kor. U ve hit kem ram bam za, per gem lo khos machos a sus. De khval tsilu, de bi sur in al alu hoch na khanos en tam. Al de ha kha as mishen do kum ik mauke. Tay. So this is what he says. Vachay aval achayim amim to bechol davar shalom v'kachavim lo hochu b'achan osim tam kedei shlo yifrotsu. Ve'ech tevar b'zeh b'masechas avor azor b'siyad ad shmai. There shouldn't have any shaykhas with avor azor. Stay away from it. Stay away. Avor azor, I thought. That's right, I thought avor azor. That's what I thought. Halacha l'maisa. Does the din of Dabar Manet exist or doesn't it exist? Huh? Does it exist or doesn't it exist? Yes or no? What do you think?
Yes.
It does. Who said so? I mean, the Rimigash says so. The Rambam says so. The Ran says so. What do the Acherim hold? What do the Acherim hold? They hold the whole thing doesn't exist. Only by what? They have a Rizah. They were more Machmir. Oh, they were a Rizah. They had a special Chumrah. Shachot to Mashal. Shachot to Mashal. Mashal holds Taka doesn't exist. The halacha doesn't exist. I got to the suit, I couldn't believe it. You never learn it when you were young. Davar Amavid, the Philip of the Bottle, like one of the famous Klalim. Maybe. The suit of Davar Amavid does exist, but the cloud does exist. What kind of thing? Who invented this cloud? Is it in the Rabbanu? Is it in the Raisa? Assuming that Davar Amavid exists, that the cloud exists, that Davar Amavid, the Philip of the Bottle, what kind of level does it be? What do you say, Davar?
It should be no. If you say that the closeness of the Vidal Tam is only not Baltimore Rabbanim, it's
just
finished,
right? We've said Al Khashoggi, so no one says that. But we really Al Khashoggi knocked that out of the box. That is Lahadam. Remember that? That it's only about the case where it really isn't the Tam, it's Al Kosh. But he was right. How can you say such a thing? How can he lie with that?
You don't have
to have
in a bustle.
It's a Machlokas that we showed him. The Rajbos is in the right. And each of head holds it in the Rabban. Quoted in the Dr. Shul, quoted in the Machlok Sarishon, on this issue. Why is it Shitas? If you hold, for real, it's not like a Rosh Hashanah.
The Shah quotes it to the head
of the Rabban. Right,
the
Rabban.
No,
there's a bit of time on the Rabban. Oh, so could be it's the Shitas? What does that mean? Oh, assuming he really holds it, but the Chora, I don't want to get involved in that, because I thought that Rosh Hashanah was right. But we discussed Tom Kiker. Oh, Tom Kiker. So what does Tom Kiker mean? We had a Chakira, a Shalom, we thought it was Machlokes Rishonim. And Tom Kiker, what's Tom Kiker? Either Tom Kiker means that the Isser itself is not Batel. Why? Why shouldn't it be Batel? If it has Chashivas of Tom, so that doesn't allow the Isser to become Batel. That's the case one could argue, as we learned it before. Maybe we could say that Davar Amavid is also Chashiv. Enoch and Amid is no Tom, but the Mishishin. But it's the role of the Davar Amavid in the formation of this particular Michael is as great as the role of it's a very important catalyst. And therefore, this Chashivas, which is Taylor should assume, prevents Bittl. That's how one might say. However, if one learns that Tom Kiker is a separatist, well, we all learn a few other people, a separatist, eats the Shem Malchus, which we discussed at length. So, if you really see this book, then I would say, look, Tom Kiker is exactly the cost of Mishrat, whatever. But Davar Amavid, there's no doubt to cost of Davar Amavid. I should tell me it shouldn't be bottled because it's Nika, it's Choshev, so what? Tom Kiker's over Nika and Choshev, it's still bottled, the original list. Then I would say that the Davar Amavid is only Din Rabbanan. Tom Kiker said that again. If Tom Kiker tells his Mechadish that the Isser is not bottled because it's Choshev, then I would... Then what? Then Davar Amavid won't say it should also be the right, it's also Chashev and not Batel. However, if Tom Kiker, there is a bit of the original list, so it's a brand new Isser, there is a Chashev of Mishras, not eating a special there is a Chashev. You don't have a Davar Amavid. That's what I thought, Fine. The halacha, how do we pass in the Mechaber, seems to be passing that there really is a din of Davar Amavid. He explained about the Bechorah of not, because it's Davar Mutter, that's not like according to the Migash. The Rambam, as can be expected, and that's the Mechad almost always follows Shitas Rambam, and this is no exception. The Lashon of the Rambam of the Mechad is here. It is in Hamid Gvina Be'orkei Bas Kshera Yesh Batam Basar Asurim Ra Muter Al Amam Be'orkei Bas Nevelu Treifel Behema Tmeya Oser Be'Kolshu Bishud Adava Oser Be'Atzim Amamid. I feel the be'elaf lo batel. There's the cloud, famous cloud. The Ramah. Says the Ramah further. The dafka shaloya shamamin acher akasa. Aval imaya sham ganga mamin heter. Have a zev is a gore. Mutter. Emik shishim negaris. Very important Ramah. Zev is a gore. I'm sure you all learned the figure once that zev is a gore. Very important. Wow. Sorry? Well, the Zohar comes up in Pesachim, right? Pesachim. Where else is it? In Makis? In Sanhedrin, correct? Oh, famous sugya. He of Lada Natsu, he of Lada Nirvud, old sugya there. Famous sugya. Sanhedrin. Anyway. No, it's not quite the same. So now the question is like this. When do we apply Zev HaZagori? When do we apply it? the Shach says, Zira de Davka, She'en ha Yisri Yochel Lahama Levada below a Heter. Holav Hochi Osu. Two Tosas, Zira and Two Tosas, from Psoch and Avodah Zorah, I think, on this very issue. Do we say Zemez HaGorim only when neither could do it by itself? Or even when either could do it by themselves without doing it together? So Machlokas are Rishon, Machlokas Tudeh, some Tosas. Machlokas Tudeh, some Tosas. The Shach is Machmir, but he agrees the Ramos, the Shach agrees that the Ramos is Maker. The Ramos is Maker. It's a Torahi and the Zina. Lahalokal and Mice is a big problem. How do we follow? Should we make on the Shava? Or should we be Machmir on the Shava?
Do you
want to send the answer to that? Yeah, sure. Sure, the Mice. The Mice is the same as Chuva Kadachi. The Mice is not the Kadachi.
You mean, not what?
Cottage cheese. You know, you have these cottage cheese down here in the kitchen downstairs, yeah? Ramosh is matter of cottage cheese.
Why would I think it's bad?
It should certainly be awesome.
Why?
It should be Yisrael Gvina Akum. Because of Gzeira, Shem Yahani be all Kevitz Nevel. And if they use all Kevitz Nevel, presumably it would be trafe. Alamai, you know, as an OU, big letters, OU.
Okay.
Yeah, but the OU can't be matter of Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah says that Gvina Akum is awesome no matter what, so you can't even with the OU. So the question is, so what's the hazard? So the Moshe is a kula, that the whole issue of Gvinas Akam is only by hard cheese. Why by hard cheese? Because hard cheese, there's no way it can reach them, it could become hard unless you had rennet. That's what he says, I mean, I don't know the guy. But he claims that cottage cheese could become cottage cheese even without rennet. Just leave it for long enough. For years, I don't know what.
No, that was very quick.
Very quick?
We went to today in school, you just leave a milk container out for one day, and it's cheese. The curdle,
like
that.
Cottage
cheese.
It's sandwich,
and that's the curling. What do you think?
Cottage
cheese.
Whatever. I mean, ultimately, it's something like cottage cheese.
It's no difference.
Cottage
cheese is sandwich milk.
In any event, wait, slowly. So Ramesh says, look, you have the Zemez HaGorim. The Zemez HaGorim. What's the Zemez HaGorim? Because, true, you put rennet. They don't think they wait around all cottage, they wait around until it turns to cheese. No, they put it in rennet. Right? But Rav Moshe seems to argue that even Lu Yitzuya, to be trade for rennet, it would still be kosher. That's all we have. Otherwise, you can't say it's mutter.
Why?
Even if we trade for rennet, it would still be kosher.
Anything that's
included,
because that's
common
in therefore, we
don't for sure. No, only included, because even if there would be trade for rennet, it would still be kosher.
Only goes on cheese, which has to be made with rennet. Rennet cheese can be with that
rennet. If you look on the Chuvah, it's matter. Even if Lu Yitzuya to be trade for rennet, it would still be kosher on the basis of Zevah Zagor. Now, what kind of Zevah Zagor is that? Is the Zev Zagor with, you need both of them? Or is the Zev Zagor with each one can do it by itself? So Ramesh has a twist. He wants the Chor, each one do it by itself, so it's Machlok and Tos, and that's the Posh the Heter. Shach is Machmer. So Ramesh has a twist of it. No. Renan couldn't do it without time. Less time, true. But Renan can do it without time. So the Mela, you have to make a, that the time is it can do it itself, and the Renan can't do it by itself. That's Ramesh's twist. Let's catch that, sleight of hand.
Let's say the Rebbe,
The Rebbe can't do it without the Rebbe.
Because the time could do without the
rennet.
Even the time could do without the
rennet.
It should still be with. It should
right.
Still be
mostly as well. No,
he has to
say it's Kiddush. The rennet cannot do it without time. That's a pop. I would say. Why? You haven't seen the good point. Let's see. Right here. It wasn't on the Mount of Color. I didn't play the talk about it, but it's right here. Iglis Marshall, see if we can find it quickly. Yerodea. Beis, I think. Gvina b'shem karid cheese. Kuf, aleph, tet, ayin, dalet. Karid cheese. That's most of the Russian language. That is cool. That's all these
things.
Tshuva mem ches. It's Yerodea chelik beis. And it's written to an Adam Godel. Malach told you, Didi Harav Hagol Morena Harav Rabenu Shimon Schwab Shlita. Rabbi Schwab Broyer. Dvar Gvina ad Hashem Kadid cheese. That, what's the Svara? What's the Svara? He goes to the whole discussion over here. Here it is. Avala Gvina Slavonos. Sh'ein Tzorach La'amadah Minasinas Eze Dover Z'klau. Sh'me Atma Mu'amadah Mimeshach Hazman. U'mechom Amokom. Enem B'chal Yisrael. Kevin Shal Shayach Hu Agzer Mishim Hamad Midi B'dover Oser. Sh'rei Hu Inyan Gvina Acheret. Sh'lo Dover Lohu Lo B'tah Lo B'mara. So that's true with Neolam Klal Af La Ramba. One second. Either Gemara is against it, or Gemara, we don't pass the Gemara. One second. The Af Sha'olim B'Shagam B'Gvina Zu the cutted cheese. Nos in the Af Renet. In the Af in Neymar Sha Renet to Dover Oser. I don't know what that means. Af in Neymar Sha Renet to Dover Oser. I think maybe you alluded to the fact that it might be inedible. You know, it's like, it's dehydrated, it's gelatin, it's like
they
use that. Vegetable, right? Yeah, but that's even animal. Even some animal is dover, which is not so posh. Mistabesh ain't achshiva manit at all. Kevin ain't lahan gvina shum tawelas mizeh. Lama shubach tama gvina bim atarenet, shenot nusham yosem, mikfisha umdu meyatsu amizman, mitzad azman vachom. Umasha miya lahama ade arenet, ain't ze klum betovas agvina, elu tovas amoche. Sheshto agvina az ezi yomim kodem. Vien shayach lesa mitzazem itam sharenet mamit. The guy with that source who acts them as a gore. The old Adif. That's man, that's home, I am a meeting, began the Atman. The Renet Amat, the Hoya Mamma, the Atman clown, rack the seer of as man, that's home. Hold the Hakan, my mother. The Ace of the Hakan, the Rakan, the Alma, Shule Atman, so from Zeb as a gore, also, Hoya Matirim Khan. Atkan. So, this is the.
Somebody like, time needs time, but time doesn't need time.
Time doesn't need Renet.
Time doesn't need
Renet,
but Renet needs time.
Like a political slogan. That's what someone asked me. When I told the children that someone said, you know, his in-laws live in Sweden. And in Sweden, you can't get any kosher cottage cheese. Can you buy plain cottage cheese? I told him, I'm not passing all up for you, but if I'm right, just sure, says, what? They can't make a trade. How can they make a trade?
Since when is time considered an active agent in
Halakha?
Let's say
since 1960, Rabbi Shlomo wrote the Tshuva to Shlomo. At least since
then. So you would say time is called
Halakha.
Yeah. If I
punch
somebody in
the nose,
it's fine for my sister to hit him in the face.
That's
so
true.
I did it with another agent. I'm not high myself.
I wouldn't go that far.
Don't do it.
Moshe doesn't want to know that he.
Well, he means naturally, that only means,
Sorry?
Could be. Okay, let's go by the Gemara. Cream cheese should be the same as cottage cheese, I think. I think so.
Can you make cream cheese?
I think so. Probably they do, but I don't have to.
Cream cheese, all cheese, cream cheese.
I think so. Okay. Now, the Gemara here, Kupta Zayin Abed, is very, very complicated. The two gear souls, first of all, the two sheetas from Rishonim, very complicated. The bottom Tosis here says, Kupta Zayin Abed, Hochi Garcina Berov Svarim. Vilchus Ta'im, Amidim Beor Kevas Nevela. Amidim Be Kevas Nevela. Huh? Wasn't it in the veil? The or kevas the veil and the kevas the veil? What's the difference?
Kevas is the color
of the veil. Oh, too many people scream at the same time. Doctor, what's the difference?
The contents of the kevas or the kevas itself.
And what's the difference in the Matthias? Medically?
I guess the kevas itself has enzymes in it.
Enzymes.
The or kevas is part of the hem. And the kevas.
What is the kevas?
The kevas is the contents of the
stomach. Therefore what?
Therefore, the content
of the stomach is not considered part of the animal at all. So you're not considering it. What are you considering it tray for? You're considering it a veil or a part of the... It's like, we'll see Monday, I hope, when they shecht it. You see, who is it, the Wayu Shechita? You there, Joe, no? So did they open up the stomach? You left before that.
Grass.
Well, the grass came out. It was unbelievable. Grass came out.
What?
Grass. They opened up the stomach, a big handful of grass.
Grass.
Right. So kevas nevela. Let's say that if that grass would be used to be mounted something. It's grass. You saw it earlier, no? Grass. So you'll see Monday, Mitzvah. So you'll see what I mean. That's called keva. It's nothing.
That's part of the
shiur. Sure, it's part of the shiur. That's mandatory. That's called keva. My time achel kunos al pirusha biyamu. Period. So you have to say a question of gersos. The chol of gersos ukasha masnisin the tana ksheira shiyankam and atreifa. I said it before. Kevas asura. How can there be any case of keva asura according to this? And yet in our Mishnah we learn that there is a case of where the keva is asura. Omer ben atam tahani mi li chol of tzolo shebetocha keva. Tlocha she pirusha. Avla kore shebetocha keva. Also, a course fit varav, a filu nemlach b'tocha keva is mut. So now here I get to the point where I'm already a little bit lost here, and then in terms of the, I grass I saw, you know, I saw this sheep, but I understood it could be grass. Should feed milk to the sheep before he shechts it, and we'll see what's going on. I didn't see any liquid now.
Yeah.
That's what it says over here. Now, so what's more chamer? Again, according to me, what's more chamer than time? Salul or Karish?
Salul.
What is the riff followed by Salul? Ah! What's the difference?
It's all the same.
Salul is also considered nothing. It's considered Perish Biyam. The Makaba calls two sheetas in Hilchos. In Hilchos, I don't think I put it in our comments, no, do I? I don't think so. Hilchos government, Yotze Menachai. I don't want to get involved in that. Hilchos Dava Yotze Menachai. That's what he says. It's in Pezayan too? Oh yeah? Whoa, hold on. Let's see, one second. In Yud. Chos v'keva, shenina v'kevasa, avashama bo, yomecha, also l'hamid bo. Correct. Ah, and the Ramah starts talking about solo, that's right. The Ramah makes distinctions between, the Chava doesn't make any distinction, the Ramah makes distinctions. From Rashi, you get the impression everything is us. Not only Tzolot, even Korosh is us. Ayda Gemara, and a different gears. Again, what effect does this have to us, Halacha L'maisa, if any? And how does this affect us? Do we have these things, Bizman Azeh?
How do they make their cheese? Do they make the Korosh or Keva?
What do they use? I thought they used the R. I don't know. What is Rennet? Who knows what Rennet is exactly? Doctor, what is Rennet? No. I'm sorry? So the secretion, where is it? Is it found in the... But where do they find it? Is it found in the stomach wall, in the lining? Is it found... So what? When they want to make Rennet, they take out the stomach lining and they squeeze something out of it? Now they consider it or, I would say. That's not considered perish beyond. Perish beyond is something which came in and goes out. Would have gone out had the natural process been allowed to continue. But it's something different. I don't know. Because the Ramah quotes the minute to be machlo lechatchil and all these things. And the machlokos are the shach and the mashah, the paskin. Mashah, paskin, like rashi, the chumra. And we don't even know what karish is. Everything is karish. Everything is soul. All the chumra is thrown in. That's what's called halacha in the posuk. So, I don't know the mice. I can't answer this question. I don't know exactly how it's nogea to us. Huh? What are you saying?
What is rennet?
Rennet might be considered part of the cave itself, I'm saying. Possibly. It's in the wall, no? So then I would say it's awesome. I mean, if it was entirely animal rennet. That's why all these chumas are not just chumas reality, they're actually a dinner. Yes, sir.
You said that the cheese company gets down on the wall, but the owls creep their dog on the
wall.
Even if
it's
that just the juice comes from somewhere in the body.
Yeah,
but
I
find... Why would we find the soul in the
table?
It came from the
owl. Ah, it's not because some milk was fed. It would be out there anyway. That's right, it's also possible. That's right. Also. Kids, we have to go to chumra. Yes. They have it, sure they can. All the OU cheese is synthetic rennet. Sure. That's it. Okay. Rabotai, I have to stop here. I have business to take care of on the other side. Tomorrow, I'm starting Shia bright and early. The late thing. Can I imagine the late thing? It's Ruchag. The color will usually be the late thing. What? I think so. So I want to say Shia on starting on the Malicha. We'll start with the liver. Because the liver is the thing that you see most in the house. Ever seen salt anything but liver in your life? Well, kashrut about liver. You know, you probably never saw salt and kashrut in your whole life. I want this, when we check this, Mr. Shem, I want to see the malich. I want maybe, you know, we should be out to be involved with it because we're learning these young guys now. Okay. You want to hear a piece? Sure.
Yeah, and then afterwards.
Okay. Okay. We're going to have a cookout at the next week. Should be fascinating. I hope it works out well. Okay, so I expect, I'm saying by tomorrow morning, I hope you'll be ready to hear Shia a little bit about the union of COVID, liver. Maybe 9:30? Maybe. And that's assuming it's late. It's not late. Yeah, the energy. I don't know what's going to happen. Okay. Mincha today is at 1:25, as usual. Okay. 1:25. Abi. The Gemara says in Kulin Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Gemara says. Mara says, "Bom yinayu kavda ma'atud bay." What's the din of kaved? Kaved, of course, is the liver. Says the Gemara, "Kisalek ashkele Rav Zvik amalei ano shalkile." The Rabbi Ami v'yochal kiyosel gabei amalei the meitzah nafshel kamei boili. The boili the meitzah chaverta. Ma'ishet the meitzah nafshel welcome the boila. It's not. Ain't an eseres. The meitzah chaverta nami lo tibor. It's not a kaved nes oseres. Ain't an eseres. May she pull at the same boras. Amalei, Dilma also bekaza di Isura, but we shum shamnu nisa. We shum dolomai. Moses is like, Sodak Ashkel Rav Zvik Amalei, Hanamati Bola. The Noah of the Anne Braid, the Rabbi Ami, Iklan the Beirud, the Braid, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Tribal of Kanye Bekufoi, Vachalm. Yeah, Moses is not, you know, Dilma Pikana Chutzuk Deirava, Inami Mechlet Havacholotle, Meikara. As Rav Huna, Chodle B'chala, Rav Nachman Chodle B'rosin. Well, it says, we can't really tell. No question about Chodle Satanoim, etc. What's going on here? What is the problem with COVID? So, we have to give a little bit of background information. What's the problem with Chodle meat? Torah has an Isser of Dam. Not any Dam. Two Isser. Okay. Many Isser of Dam. Many different Isser of Dam. Now, of course, Dam, one can argue, Dam is Dam. You know, it's actual blood. But sometimes, the meat has in it a Dam. I never know that the meat has blood in it. The question is, what's the status of this blood? So, Pasha Pshat, is that this dam calls man, that the dam is in the evarim, is in the limb, called dam evarim shalo piresh, and it's mutter ben atorah, probably mutter even with the rabbana. Why? Dam?
Doesn't have nefesh in it? You don't have nefesh.
What
about
that?
You
don't have nefesh. It's still the
chumash,
it's open.
It's
still the shayach. It's
still
the shayach. You want to say it's ashri yasa?
Yeah.
Oh? So why is it talking about shri yasa? Be so, halacha lemaaseh it's mutter. The reason is given by the mafarshim because the pasuk says in discussing dam, you can't eat the dam. Ala oret tishpachenu kamoim. Last week's parsha? So you have to spill it like water on the ground. So we see from there, what kind of dam are we talking about? Dam that can be spilled on the ground. Dam is in a liquid form. A dam which is absorbed within the Evarim might not be included in dam. You can't, but you look incredulous.
I understand. In that case, even if it was porous, as long as it's below it, it's not.
Wait a minute. That's no cash at all. But if it was porous, it became usur. Right? And now it remains
up. I take a piece of meat.
Squeeze out the blood and fall to another piece.
I take a piece of meat that wasn't nimlach, and I boil it together with another piece of meat that wasn't nimlach. When at any point do you see enough dam and you can pour it on the ground in that process?
What do you mean? Of course I can. The dam goes from one to another. So you may not be able to see it because it's mixed up in the water. And you can also put on blindfold. But the dam goes in a liquid state.
I mean,
wait a minute, slowly.
That's
Pesach Pshat. How else? Why? I'll ask you the question. Give me another reason why dam evam shall appear should be mutter. Dam, Elan said it's a dam on nefesh. Yes, John?
How are we
going to
eat meat if we ask that question?
Ah, see, you don't eat meat.
We should eat meat.
Okay,
we can't eat meat.
I take it back. No, it's not kosher. We eat meat to sleep. Roast over meat. Salt over meat. I don't know if a guy can eat raw meat. Umso, they got the show in the wild post. Umso. You like it, umso.
How would you come with the animal itself?
Sorry.
The animal.
That's what we're discussing.
I'm saying, you don't look at it as dam as a separate entity. You look at it as palua within
the... Why? What? Okay, that's a general background of information. Now, Kaveh, sorry?
It's a lot, right? This dam is recognized a lot.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to dam tamsis.
Oh, a lot of the post-occur. They're different... Chumras of Dan, there's many different Yisurim of Dan, and some of them have laughs and not curries. This thing has a laugh, not curries. But wait a minute, why should the liver be any different than anything else? So here's a big machlokas. After all, the Gemara says, "Kav the ma'atum bay." Obviously, the Gemara is working with the assumption that we know how to take care of all of the meat. How do we take care of all of the meat? You haven't learned yet, Masechta Chum. Later on in the Masechta. But since we already know from our own personal experience how to take care of the meat, you salt it, the malicha. Malicha removes the blood from the basar. You can also do tzliya, which means roasting it. And the fire removes the blood from the basar.
How does salting remove blood from the basar?
What kind of question is that?
If you salt basar...
So one day take some basar, salt it, you'll see that the salt becomes red and the blood flows out, and see it works. You ever seen malicha?
No.
But maybe this week, if we have the sheep collaborate, we have to see malicha. You'll see that that's what Shalom explained. That the salt has the power to be mapped with things and right. It's a fact. I saw malicha. So the salt is the blood is all over the place. It pulls out the blood. Now. Clearly, kaveh is somehow different. The question is, what is it more chomer or is it more kal? That's the question. Is kaveh more chomer or is kaveh more kal? So Rashi says, kav de ma'at and nogin bo. Muta levashel b'kadeira o'otzer. V'neshapol edam. V'yava pisha kul odam. Afilu hachil yachas apirish v'yotzer ehu dam v'yotzer. So Rashi, what does he seem to indicate, Rashi? More makel? Okay. More makel.
More
machmer.
More machmer? More machmer because the fact that Akhpish Kuzan is more of a reason to be makel, yet he says it's still utter anyway because of Dan Shapiro.
But Rashi is a little tricky. See, Rashi is Muta Levashel Bekadera. Oh, awesome. All the meat is certainly awesome. Now here he's saying, Mutla Vashel B'Kseira O'Otza, seems to clearly behold that it may be more Kav. No, Pashup Shah.
A regular piece
of
meat, because it's dishwasher.
You take plain meat, unsalted meat, you cook it. What happens?
The blood comes out, no?
So what happens?
Is
that, yeah? The heart? Yeah. So it's a disaster. That's why I have to salt meat. Now, so at the time of the discussion here, some led to Tosis, and he comes out to the following conclusion. Which Rashi may probably, let's leave that where Rashi agrees or not. He says that, look, kaveh is no worse than anything else. The same as malicha works for steak, and malicha works for roast beef, malicha works for kaveh as well. Why? Look, tzli works. Tzli works. How do you know tzli works? Maybe tzli doesn't work. No, tzli must work. How do you know tzli works? It doesn't work. And you're eating it the same as you would eat umtza. So what does Tosfos prove? It has Tosfos prove that tzli really does work to get out of the dam. How do they prove it? No? Because what do you do with it after you do tzli? Official. If the pshat would be that you're allowed to have liver when it's nitzle, because why? Because it's no worse than having it when it's umtza, when it's raw, dami varashal or pirish. Then it'll be also to cook it afterwards. Since we're knowing to cook it afterwards, apparently we are working with the assumption that tzli actually works for a kaveh. And presumably, says Rabbeinu Tam, if tzli works, maliach should also work. And often the Gemara, maliach, kiro seach tzli. But since tzli works to knock out the blood, presumably malicha would work too. How do you know that this is the working of malicha that works to maliach tzli? So the Bahag says that what? The same shear, the same duration, and all the bit of it I learned from one from the other. Because the whole yisod of the heter of malicha of basar is the yisod of the Gemara we looked a long time ago, of maliach kiroseach tzli. Ah, so what's the shayla of it? So tzli works, and by definition therefore malicha must work. So what's the whole shayla by kavod? No, maybe kavod is more kal. Why should kavod say it's unbelievable Gemara? It's worth looking at. You didn't see it. Turn back one page. I offered the Nachman's wife. She's a very, very smart lady. She wanted to have everything, all these two in Beheta. Amal Yalta Le Rav Nachman, the last 10 lines. Michti, call the Aslan Rachmana Shoril and Kavaseh. Whatever the Torah asked it, it was not the first in a similar case. Be there. Okay, I'll have to find someone else to do it. Okay, good, so do the second. So it starts 5 to 1, so 1:35. Okay? Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it. Now, so Shema has a case with Dam as Asur, so where's the heter of his covet? One says, Nida Dam Toa. Lay on a child, so the 33 days for a boy, 66 days for a girl, even though she sees dam, she's mutaris with the right. Chela behema is a chela of chaya. Right, Maz, chazis, mochad shibuta, gerusa lishna de karve, shesish, gerusha bechaya bale, shesachi vama, kusis yifas Torah. Oh, every single case you have a isser, the Torah, there's some way out. So she says to him, be'ina lamechal bistra bechalba. Can't be there. Okay, I'll have to find someone else to do it. Okay, good, so do the second. So it starts 5 to 1. So 1:35. Okay? Thank you, Richard. I appreciate it. Now, so Shtema has a case with Dam is Asur, so where's the Hetter if it's covered? One says, Nida Dam Toa. Lay of a child, so it's 33 days for a boy, 66 days for a girl, even though she sees Dam, she's Mutaris with the right. Chela Behema is a Chela of Chaya. Right, one has Chazis, Melchad Shibuta, Gerusha Lishna Zakavai, Shasish, Gerusha Bechai Bale, Shasachi Vava, Kusis Yifas Torah. Oh, every single case you have a Isser, the Torah, there's some way out. So she says to him, Be'ina Lamechal Bistra Bechalba. I want a basa b'chalav, Nachman. Amal Rav Nachman, l'tabche zviku l'kachli. Give her a chal. Give her the chal, the other is basa b'chalav. That's the moral of the story. Everything is aser. And Nachman, people about this a lot, you know. They talk about it. In Gittin they talk about it. In Vomit they talk about it. You know, what's exactly it is. In Istu, in Heta. There's a famous story of Yalta. So it says Yalta, it says it's even the story of Yalta, that Yav Dam, and the Torah was Madhira Dam. How did the Gemara know that that's probably wrong?
How did
Yalta know? How did she know? Yalta was Rav Nachman's wife from Yalta. How did Rav Nachman know from Yalta? Right, by Kabbalah, you see that the Kaved was used, and...
Kaved itself, if you took a raw kaved and ate it, do you not have it?
That's correct. If you ate it, took a raw kaved and ate it, took a bite. Yeah, just next Monday. You go over to the, obviously, can I have the kaved, please? Go, ah, take a bite. So the chora...
Isn't it Piresh once you chew into it?
Well, that's always that way. Now I don't have the head to have Dami Baruch Shalom Pirush. That's considered part of the head. Never Pirush outside of the world, in your mouth. It's okay. Now, therefore the Tosis is a chat. It's clear the Gemara knew from the very beginning. The Gemara knew from the very beginning that Kovet is no Issa D'Oraisa of the Dam Kovet. None. That's why it's not found in the list of Dam Shalom of Asa. The one increases. Because this is Asa, this is Asa, this is Asa. Never mentioned Dama Kavit, Dama Tchol, Dama Lev, Dama Kloyos, Dama Ivorim, Lazar Sera. How can Dama Kavit wasn't mentioned? Teretz is a Tosis, it's not also the rights. The whole Shah of the Sugi is, or is there an Issa D'Rabbanan? Is there an Issa D'Rabbanan? We find that Issa D'Rabbanan exists when it's Nikar. Well, for example, like Dam Odom. Halacha lemaisa, so you take a bite out of an apple sometimes and it makes you bleed a little bit, or a piece of bread, and the blood is on the apple, not eat it. You gotta, you throw out the whole apple, you have to, you know, with your fingers, you should rub away. Halacha lemaisa, should rub away. No, drabona, of course, drabona. So that's the whole shah and the gemara, there's such a thing applied when it comes to kove. Since it's not nikra over here, maybe they never met nikra drabona. So according to them in the time, there's certainly no reason to rise to that covet. The whole shayla is purely on the rabbanon level. That's what he says. That's a bit of time. Okay? So good so far? So far so good? Something good? Terrific. What Gemara? Wait. I'm proud. Well, not today. The old Yesh Lama Tosis says no. That, forget. But I'm a licha, forget it. Out of the question. Yeah. Certainly us. Ah. Tosis doesn't spell out whether they mean the Raisa or the Rabbanan. They don't spell it out. However, if you look at the Rush quotes an often the Gemara that is the Raisa. So one would probably assume that this Odeh Shlomo Tosis is going like Shitas HaRush. Which is the Gemara? The Gemara says, at the end of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Gemara says, here it is. So why you're not have the liver being on, roasted on top of some other piece of meat, whereas a chal yimei, he wants to fifth and last line, my taima, chalav shchuta de rabbanon, kavdi, well, forget it, my taima, let's do this in the right place, my, kachli le bisra shari, my taima, chalav shchuta de rabbanon, kavdi le bisra asr, why, dam de orai, so, so this gemara, the Rashi brings a rai barura, the dam of a kavdi, is a rai, a pretty strong rai, asked of it. Ah, good question. Good question. What did it discuss? What kind of daraisa? It's not shayach daraisa. The rice is out of the question. Dam shel bishul is the rabbanon. Yes. What? So what's the answer? What's the answer? It begins before the bishul is the rice. Before the bishul is the rice. Before the bishul is the rice. Well, Tosfos has a point. Chilek is a niflat ashlon is bashel. Presumably, if you take the meat and you start, as soon as you start heating it up, something was going to leak out before it gets cooked. That'll be the derais. Yeah, but if that was covered as in gans and derabonon, as Rabbi Natan said, so what's it to discuss? How can you say the derais? Yeah. So the whole after said, dam derais is that the content of dam is derais. That's shver avot. Bas abachal is also derais. So what's going on over here? How do you get out of this riot? It means a pretty powerful riot. Tosfos doesn't even mention the Rosh. The Rosh talks about it. The Rosh brings this riot. So how do all these show them? I mean, Rosh. How does it get out?
Dam
deraisim means it's a xera. That's pretty...
Dam deraisim, that's his whole point.
So why don't you make a xera similarly in the case of Basel B'chol, like of Chal? Same thing. It's a bit of a... This is a strong riot. This is a strong riot. This is a strong riot.
It's because it's anal, it's nikar. I mean, someone says that they make the distinction by karo v'shasav v'chatuk
v'latachas. Whoa, hold on. Okay, we'll just come to that in a second. It's not going to help us to discuss. According to this halacha lemaisa, according to this shita, what comes out? A carrot. Salting, assuming we pass from the churma and the gemara shayla, does not work. That's another chalav paskin. You can't salt liver. Finished. Salting would not help you amount of liver. No, what? You shouldn't look surprised. That's all. So we do it all the time. See your mother taking care of the livers in the house, the chicken livers. Why don't you just salt it? Try to salt it. What the chatchila?
The mechaber.
Take a look at the mechaber. Mechaber says. Here we go. Let's go. Hakavod yesh baribu dal. Lefich lechatchila eno takan levash loyde melicha. Ela karo shesi ve'erev v'manicha chetuchel menich chetuchel lemata. It's a leil v'chakach yochel levash lo. Uvediyevet mutter. In his bashal levada bekadera. Aval lekadera asura shepoletes ve'ena bolas. V'yesh mi she'osir. Wait a minute. So, first of all, where do you get this Kriya Shesi Vier? Where does it come from? That's a Gemara. Yeah, but is it a Gemara? Is it or isn't it? Well, no. Gemara over here, Gemara not Kufi Aleph from an Aleph. Ah, we don't know what's going on. What's it going on? What's it talking? Which kind of case are we talking about over here? That's the question. That's unclear. Gemara says, what do you do? Kiru shesi v'yara v'chetucha l'tachas. Finally, the kavda. So kavda yisuri clearly needs kriya shesi v'yara. But what case are we discussing over here? What case are we discussing over here? So the Rif and the Rambam learn as referring to tzli. Even if you have a case of tzli, which is the best possible hetter, you still need kriya shesi v'yara. Excuse me. That's how Tosla shah. Go on, see. You rip, you cut it two ways, and that way the blood can go to the bottom. Okay, that's a rational trap for sure. What does Rashi say? Rashi kufi it out from it out.
Seems to say
not. Oh, let's stick to Rashi. Rashi, stick to Rashi for a minute. Chituchal atachas, chituchal lamata, kishenesnu betano litzlos, kishen yozav adav yetz. Beferish arayt. that in the case of tzliya you need kriya shesaviyar v'chaduch alatachas. That's how the mechaber quotes. The Rif and the Rambam, so I made a mistake. The Rif and the Rambam hold faker. It's going on what? What should I have to talk about? Chalita. What is chalita? We saw before. Chalita is boiling hot water. Put it in boiling hot water. Put it in boiling hot water. In that kind of a case, you would need shesivir. Tos seems to say that tzli would not require shesivir. No, the ilach tzli lamalicha chatucha d'lamad shapolat sharik v'nova. Uma shalom nifra avidam avam shalom pirish v'shari perik dam shchita. Pirish avidam simponos. What's simponos? Arteries where there's a lot of, you know, really running blood. Torah kriya and after tzli davim bekoris. Avam bishalom pirish is again. I said because it's a liquid. It's not a question of not nuvla v'yivarim. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's Tosafos. Now the Ramah. Rama says that where the Mechad over here says in Sid Gimel that Tzli Tzarech Haticha B'Shem Damashem B'Shem Ponos the Lo Kral Kodem Tzli Yikorein Arachakach says the Rama the Yesh Omer the Ein Tzarech with Tzli Shem Haticha Klal V'chein No Again Afilo Lechatchil. We do it ourselves, no? You ever see a mother take care of livers in the house? What does she do? Takes the liver. She holds it over the fire, no? She make any chatichas there?
No,
when you get
liver, it's ready.
Liver you got
its chatach?
I don't think so. The chicken liver you got its chatach?
So when you say that if you take off the gallbladder, if you take off all the side parts and you just get the liver, that's considered chatichah.
Oh, that's a portion. That's a pasha. That's a pasha.
So we get only mamish the actual.
Yeah, but that's not a pasha. Now the Vilna Gaon says, when he quotes this, so the Gaon says, look on the Tosis we just saw. Okay, Tosis says, we never finished the Tosis. We haven't started the Tosis. Tosis the first line said, levash lebekdera achatz liaso amalichaso ayri. So it says if you have a tzli and you want to do bishul afterwards, then you need kriya. So the Vilna Gaon says, this here shomim is tosis shom, dear masal v'chatuche, levash lebekdera kama, let's leave the valo yav shalomar, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. According to this, the Gaon's chat in the Ramah, if you take a liver and you do tzli and then you want to do bishul afterwards, what's the din? No good, unless you have kriya shesiviyar. The Taz says, lahadam. Taz says, sukkot and hey. V'chei nogin, kosher liel sefal kosher v'chaber v'tzalel. V'az ha'kot to the Ramah, dinei enikivas ha'kavet v'chitucha. Mashma d'gam b'tzlita r'chituch. Okay? V'yei lo mar, d'hos ha'mayr shabol avash l'achakach. V'kai mayr shalok l'tzli. V'chein yesh chilik l'zev v'divir b'yis yoyis, v'amash chadam v'tur v'tzlosa v'chulei. Which is the Vilna Gaon's pshat. Impossible. Why? D'kot to Ramah liel, shabol avash l'achakach v'chulei. Mashu the kodem lezelo ayimim bishalachat fliya. V'sudim ken hayol olam molichtav kanochi nog and lechatchila. Him ain't a rotsa levashta chaka. Lo lechlam stop. It's a good car, good time. The tzarach lomad le'el kotev alibu the day arishol in the hocha. The boy chaticha after tzli. Ayin rashi was after the Shem Hashem Rashal. So what is the Taz in effect saying according to the Ramo? You never need kriya. You never need it. You never need it. You never need it. Never. Never. No, I'm talking about tzliya. So we know we don't do chalit at all, so we got to that later. But tzliya never needed. Of course, according to this, we understand our minig of my mother and your mother, everybody's mother, that to take the tzli and the liver and to fry, to roast them in the house, you don't find anyone cutting. However, one could argue that it's not right from our minig that we do. Why? Why? Because you look at these tasks of cutting bays, he says, goes to Tur Kotz Hashem Balayitur, the Bekovet shall oaf. Kills fei. If you're meeting there at the time, there die bechaticha bechotzechom. And Amora, that's what Bobby was going before. Maybe if I had oaf, since the liver is so small, that what we have, the way we get our oaf now, we got our liver out of the chicken liver, maybe we really are doing an effect of kriya. By removing all the other side parts, and it's so small, maybe it's considered kriya. Ma'ashenken bim behema, sheshir gora bechatichos, hamor, l'sharakovit, etc. Now, I don't know how the butcher's kosher liver in the butcher store. I mean, you're talking about, you know, animal liver. I haven't seen it. Salt liver? Salt liver doesn't work. I hope that doesn't salt the liver. they roast the liver. Yeah, we'll get that later. But did they? I wonder, did they cut it or not? I haven't seen it.
You can buy kosher
liver from
butcher?
Sure, you can buy kosher
liver.
Yeah,
yeah.
We get them. You get unkosher livers? You get animal livers, you get unkosher?
But they're sliced. And then another kosher.
Sure. Ah, they're sliced, no problem.
Right. Like, they're already steaks or whatever.
Right, that's Karish Hasav Yarav.
Yeah, I'll push
it. I don't know. I thought we got kosher liver. We didn't all the liver.
Kosher
livers. Kosher livers. So how did he kosher it? Did he kosher each slice separately? Or did he kosher one big liver? Did he make a rip in it? I don't know. According to Taz, he didn't do anything. The way the Taz was shot in the Ramah. I just don't know. I don't know all the mice of the Minnick of Butchers. I don't know. Find out. Find out.
You don't get it roasted.
See,
I mean, when we get it, we don't get it. It's not edible when you get it.
You have to cook it again, you know? Depends how you do it. Depends how you want to eat it. Now, no. We mentioned before, the svar al aretz shvechenu kamoyim. That's the reason for that dam. Of Shalom Pirish might not be an issue of the rice. The same svara is used by the Levush to be matter dama covered the rice. Doesn't go, but the time goes with a philosophy. How can a big cooler rice? It's cooler dam. It's cooler dam. So it's cooler dam. So the Levush says no, dama covered is not the rice. So why? Because it's korish. What's the lush? Usually we use the word korish to mean frozen. It's a valid name, one word. They have me frozen. I mean, what does he mean by karush? It's
congealed.
Congealed, solid. It's not shayach al oros shmechana kamoy. You take a liver and you tilt it to pull out blood and pour out. It's not like a cup of blood. And therefore, there's no deraisa. That's why it's the simponus of the kaveh. He says it would be deraisa. The simponus within the kaveh would be deraisa. It's a chiddush. I was to call it a tam. It's cool it down. Everything's what the. He says, no, not exactly because of cool of that. Right, whether it would be the rice or not. We can't tell from Rabbeinu Tam the Feirish. Mash for that way. But he says, because that's on that you can say, Al Aret, Shpachenu Kamai, of course. What about Dam Kovich Apirish? Dam Kovich Apirish? Yeah, so it's a machlok, it's a poskim, whether it's the rice or the rabbi. Kol many times should be the chor derabana we understand, but the pasuk is the pricholish and it's the rice. Primagana got to machlokus. I don't know if it was on the mar makamos or not. No, there primagana. No primagana mar makamos. Too much rachmanos on you guys. Primagana has a machlokus with fairish and the shalom. This is it. It's exactly the cost of that. The kula damer is ever sent to gomer. Then maybe even if the pirush should be, would be no use of the rice. According to the levush chat that Allah is trying to come ayin. So once it's already been pirish, the nishbach chamayim, then the chor will be an issa d'oraisa. So that's what the pre-chadash holds.
And then point where we passed, and then we go,
saying
the whole Gemara is going,
Choma.
We're saying,
look
at
that
even
now.
Well, it's worse.
Wait, slow. How can we say it's worse? Do we paskin behechlet that dam covered is deraisa? No, not necessarily. We the halacha lemaisa is unclear. Yeah, the halacha lemaisa is clear. We don't rely on lich. That's for sure. So we don't follow that the tanzim chat totally and say, well, the lich would certainly work. And the only shaila is, can you do it without malicha? But nevertheless, it may be possible that even though malicha doesn't work, but it still may be deraisa. It still may not be an issa deraisa. It's possible.
Why
is it really more? Because it's a reboot down. It's too much blood. There's no question. The fact is more blood in liver than anything else. So that's a fact. That's an undeniable fact. So that might be the reason. Possibly. Okay. Yeah.
I know a case that you were washing, this was not home, but they were washing the livers. They had raw livers and not kosher yet. and they were washing it, and by accident they turned on the hot water, and that fell on the liver. Now, it was dam shepirish, which would either be in iri klirishon. But I just want to know what it makes in that case. If dam shepirish is a derisa, we would say.
Possibly.
Then that would make the sink itself trade.
Possibly.
Because it's
Possibly. Right, everything is possibly correct, but that's not up to that yet. Not up to that yet. Okay. Good. Good. Now, Rabosai. Very, very important shiloh here. In the first Pesachei Tshuva. Very important. This is really a halacha l'maaseh. He quotes the Tshuva's HaKarmel. I imagine. The end says, Tshuva shekosa b'nogin hefe litzlos kovid b'toch ha-taner ha-ofen b'shas shabor b'shas shabor rochok min ha-ish. Ve'en chol shen lo mishum shen izbash l'akovid b'dam azov tachto. Wow. Powerful force of fire. It just rises up and eliminates and obviates all of the dam. Pisket Shuvah Sivkot Na'alf. Okay. Does everyone agree to this Shuvah? No. Which we saw. Kipolto, Achakach, Nivle Besocho, etc. The Kitzah, Alacha Lamaisa, the post can disagree with our Karmel and say that it's no good.
What's the case?
In this case, if you have blood falling on an oven, even though the oven is red hot, the blood is still going to become treif. You don't say the Eish is Mechaleu, Uviyavsho, only in small amounts of liquid, but not in large amounts. Sorry? They had a baker's oven.
That's why you have to roast
dark on the side. Yeah. You want to know how do you have a kasha live? Whatever falls is going to make it become treif. Right. Yeah, it's a good question. Good question. I'll answer you. In a chinami. Comes treif. There are many places where they have a special pan or something for liver, which is considered treif, and it's used only for liver.
And then the next time?
Can you use a pan two times?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, great.
Why does everyone's mother pick a lady
pan? My mother, I recall, she used to have a grape. A great, like a little
yeah, yeah.
And she put the livers in between, and hold it over,
and
right over the fire. Now, the question becomes, wait a question, and hold it over the fire. The question becomes, is that grape, is it kosher, is it trafe? What kind of stuff? My mother's telling me that the grape is trafe. The grape is trafe. Trafe or grape? Trafe or grape, and she's putting the livers next to it. So what's going on? Next time she takes the grape, she puts the livers on again. Trafe! Come on! So what does that mean?
What?
Is that a joke? Not a joke. Very serious.
You don't joke about
these things. That's right. Food. Let's go. Yeah. So before we get to that, I want to finish up the Darkei Tshuva over here. Like Nachum has a few other chidushim. Something amazing. Must you kasha with fire? Must you kasha live a with fire? With actual fire?
No.
Piskachu right here. Sorry, Piskachu. Must you kasha dafka with fire, or can you kasha with heat?
With electric soap?
What type of milk not to mean it?
Also, if you put on a lot of heat, let it bake off, that
would be one trick. Microwave is
garnished.
So he says, beferish. Can I have heat? Heat? There he gives a case. If you have gecholim, you have the cold, and you pull the cold out, and there's a lot of residual heat left, it's very, very hot, it'll be enough to kasha the meat. He also quotes him a famous shayla of what's called korach b'niyar. What does it mean, korach b'niyar? You take a paper around the liver and you kasha it. So what's the shayla? What's the shayla? The problem is... No, that's the problem.
What's the case?
You have a liver wrapped around in a piece of tinfoil, I don't know what. You hold it over in tinfoil.
The fire's not
going to
hit it.
That's what I thought. When I saw this at first, I thought the shayla was... fire is not going to hit it, and it's going to be like a question of coal, baloney. Not true. That's not the shayla. That's not the shayla, because we assume that coal is good enough. The shayla is what, Ani? What's the shayla? Dam has nowhere to go. Dam has nowhere to go. Wait, slow. Dam has nowhere to go. Dam has nowhere to go. Wait a minute. So what do you do with it? So how do you correct this problem? How do you correct the problem? That's what we call a kli what? A kli what? Minukov. Kli minukov. Now we've learned about kli minukov, those who've seen the Gemara, by what process? Malicha. Malicha, you have another kli minukov. So the Chabas Das Paskins, about if it's in a kli, you also need a kli minukov. You also need a kli minukov. Yeah. Wow, nice chumrah. The Yad Ephraim is Mekel. Did I put it on a Mamakomus or not? Wait, no Yad Ephraim on a Mamakomus? I don't know what I did with you guys. Too easy on you. I'd recommend this question.
You mean if you want to roast it in a clay? You know, is that
great?
The
great
is
considered Yeah, if you finished the Mamakomus a little bit in advance, just look at the Yad Ephraim in Simon Ayin Vov. That'll take up our... the extra time. I realized I had a Rachmanis on you, that's why I left it off to Rav HaKalik. Simon Ayin Vav. You can't miss it. Right. Yeah, the Yad Ephraim talks about this shayla. He's Mekel against the Chavos Das. He's Vitzli, he only the Kli Menuka. Why? Ha'eshava.
So you can
have a position. Ah, Lachor, I thought this is the same Achlov as the Hara Karmel. The Yad Ephraim was like the Hara Karmel. Eish Shoavo, the fire draws out the blood.
Is this case where it's wrapped in tinfoil?
Right.
The fire is growing out, so there's nowhere to go.
It just sort of is mechaleu miyapsho. It doesn't take it anywhere, it just eliminates it and dries it up.
No,
I know. I don't know how you say that in English.
It goes back to tinfoil.
Burns it up, right, evaporates, whatever. So presumably, if that's true, then it would work here too, even though it's not touching the fire, because we assume that Chomus could sleep. Wait, so is the Harakama right, or is it not the Yudah right? The Choraz Hashem Achloka says the Chavos Das holds like the not a Yehuda, and the Yad Ephraim holds like the Harakama. The Chora. Not only that, but the Daket Shiva says even there's a small hole in the paper that's wrapped around, it's also no good, according to the Machmirim. Why? Because the hole will get quickly stuffed up. You know, it's been tzius. So really, you should certainly have a holes, the chatchila should certainly be machmir for sure, like the Noda Bihuda and the Chavos Das, to have holes in the kli which you use for roasting livers. So that my wife does it. She makes, I don't know where she got this tradition from, maybe she got it from me, I don't know anymore. When she makes livers, she takes a disposable pan, right? It makes holes, a lot of holes, many, many holes, and it just goes into it. I think it's one pan, I think it's one surface, and then on the bottom, she has another disposal she throws out.
You use those two pans every time they go there.
Well, we don't. I think that's what she does. Use a two-pan. Throw that two-pan.
There's
no
aluminum trays.
You get
an aluminum foil.
So where's the fire? Oh, yeah, aluminum foil. That'd be a tray. Aluminum foil. That's what she does. She puts that aluminum foil, I think. Makes hole. I don't know. You'll ask her what she does. She does this. She puts it in the boiler. On the bottom. Underneath the fire. Underneath the fire. It doesn't have to be on top of the fire. Underneath the fire is also good. Chom. If it's chom, is a matter chom with really no fire. No coals in the matter. Have a chom with the fire directly on top. Should zikha be good. Zikha be good.
Well,
drift
down and get caught in the second cage.
One second. Gadol. Perhaps we could say that we can be maker like the Har HaKarmel with the Yad Ephraim. Why? Because first of all, the Taz seems to hold this way too. The Taz, if he calls it, he doesn't argue with the Taz. He calls it the Taz, calls it the Mutal Litzos Kovet Aniyah. So now the next year is going to take place on Monday. But don't sit back and... On Wednesday are marathons.
Unless it's another colorway
to try. Thank you very much. Since we're having a shechita today, I feel very embarrassed when the girls from Central who I teach told me they knew more about shechita than I think some of the Talmidim. So they give them a general survey course in Kashrus, which the boys in yeshiva don't get. So I think to rectify that problem, so we get a little bit of a background on what shechita is. Everyone's coming. They're all coming to see shechita. Everybody. Be here first. Get front. Call for two. Won't start on time. I'm sure. Let's start on time. Now.
It's not gonna take too long.
Of course, shechita is a very big, very important halachic matter, which affects all of us. You know, in a certain way, it's more than basa b'cholov and taruvis and well, not more than malicha, in the sense that, you know, every piece of meat you eat has to have a shechita. Every piece has to have a malicha. So I look at the rod. It's an interesting rod of the sugya of aseres and an aseres. Long rod. Which the Zohar Gaon calls part of the long
book. Oh no, is that the 4-page one?
No, we did that before you came.
There's another one.
That's the round without the
rib. Right.
There's another one.
Okay, so now the next year is going to take place on Monday. But don't sit back and... On Wednesday are marathons.
Unless it's another colorway to try.
Thank you very much. Since we're having a shechita today, I feel very embarrassed when the girls from Central who I teach told me they knew more about shechita than I think some of the Talmidim. So they give them a general survey course in Kashrus, which the boys in yeshiva don't get. So I think to rectify that problem, we should get a little bit of a background on what shechita is. Everyone's coming. They're all coming to see shechita. Everybody. Be here first. Get front. Call for two. Won't start on time, I'm sure. Let's start on time. Now.
It's not going to take too long.
Of course, shechita is a very big, very important halachic matter, which affects all of us, you know. In a certain way, it's more than basa b'cholov and taruvis and well, not more than malicha. In the sense that, you know, every piece of meat you eat has to have a shechita. Every piece has to have a malicha. Basa b'cholov only, you know, if it happens, when it happens. Taruvis even more rare. But of course, the reason we don't know shechita this year in the summertime is a very simple one. Because I don't think you'll ever have a paskin anything in a shechita, or be become involved directly in the whole minhag shechita. It's not like it used to be. If the Rebbe came from Eretz Yisrael and he was eating in the yeshiva cafeteria, and he met one of the Wayu Rebbeim, and they had supper together, so he asked him, is it kosher here? Is it a meat can eat here? He said, yeah. He said, who's the shechet? And it's kind of so depersonalized. And, you know, who's the shechet? You have any idea who's the shechet? You ate meat yesterday, who's the shechet? Who knows who the shechet was? It's unbelievable. You don't know. He said, in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't eat the meat unless you knew who the shechet was. So, you know, it's quite a, that's how it used to be. So you have to, you'd see the shechet, you'd watch him, you'd see his Yerushimayim, you'd see his technique, and you observed it, you liked it, and then you ate it. Otherwise, how could you just have that? So, it's a very important thing, even though it's become depersonalized for us, but it's very, very important. A few years ago, the Tola went on a class trip to see the Shidas Ophos, the chicken, and the Fink chicken farm near Scranton, Pennsylvania. And it was a tremendous experience. We saw the Shechita and the Malicha and the Bedika, certain travers they were checking for. And I was very much impressed by the operation there. There was one Shechet only. It really raised Shemayim. We saw he took everything very seriously and he was nice and slowly and he watched carefully. And I was very, very impressed. And so much so that when I got home, I said, that's why these chickens. We ordered the chickens, and I thought not only were they kosher, the makala, they were also delicious. The one problem is I couldn't afford them. I saw the bill, so that's why I went back to Empire. Which I am told it's also kosher. But Shechita is a very, very thing. I never saw Shechita of Behemoth until I saw this this team. The other members is Ari Greenspan. There's two members in there. I don't remember team. Through the Shechita on in Yeshiva right before the summer. Jordy, you were there, no? Jordy, Ellie? Some of you guys were there? Zvi was there, right? In the rain. At least picked a sunny day today. So, I thought it was very interesting. It taught me a lot of lessons, and I think it's worthwhile. Huh? Well, alright. Washed it away more quickly. Let's go. So I decided that we should at least know a little bit about Shechita. Kisya Dam. See, Psukim. Zilba, Kri Beravu. When you need Kisi Adam, only when? Chaya and Oaf. Right? This is no different Kisi Adam by a behemoth. It's a behemoth. Now, of course, the difference in Shechita between a behemoth and an Oaf. This goes back to some little basics, right? The dog and any Shechita, right? Dog and fish. You know the joke. It says that also Lava, the Mashiach, is going to serve the Shah, to bring the Shah Abor and the Leviosim. What's one of the Shah Abor? Something Gevaldic. They're not going to trust Mashiach to Kano Shechita, so they'll serve the Vyasin fish as well, you know, like now they're the Chassidus, now they're fish. So it's only a little bit of a joke. A wild ox. Dogim don't require any Shechita. The Pasuk says, him is called the Gei Hayom, they are safe for him. As long as Atif is enough oaf, as the Chinuch points out, it's mentioned between Basar, between Behema, and between Dog. That's why the Chinuch says of Shad, a remez, why a Behema has to have Shechita two simonim, and Oaf, Shechita simon echad. What do you mean by simon? There's the windpipe and there's the food pipe. So by Behema, the Shech, two simonim. Either Kulam, which is the Chathila, or Rubo Kekulo. Whereas by, both. Whereas it comes to an Oaf, it's enough to Shech. It's enough to shecht one simon. Okay. We say shecht, what do we mean by shecht? So the first thing is you have to have a sakin, a knife. The simon Yudches talks about the knife, which is the most complicated part of the shechita. The knife itself. Why? Because any little pegima, any little crack, any little nick in the knife would render the entire shechita a shechita's nevela. Why? Why is it nevela? It tears. What's wrong with the tears? Why does it tear? It's supposed to cut. So you should really, so you have to go back a little bit. We got a little bit out of order. I was going with Shulchan Aruch. There are five hilchot shechita. Hundreds of hilchot shechita. But there are five psulit shechita which I really learned from Halacha Moshe Sinai, the Kabbalah. What are the five? Shehiya. What's Shehiya? Shehiya means waiting. You're not supposed to pause in the middle. Shehiya to be one action. What's the reason for that? So the Mepharshim, huh? I know it's a little but what's the Muslim given in the... okay, there are various reasons you're given. Some are given because they may die. Tzar Balechayim. That's what's the reason for shechita b'chlal? The chinuch says there are two reasons, two types of shechita. One is tzar b'alechayim. People say the shechita is a painful death. No, if a carrot, it's painless. That's what the shechita means. It's to avoid tzar b'alechayim. Other reason is unbelievable. That's what we're learning now. He says because dam, you have to get rid of the dam. So the best way to get rid of the most dam should go out and should get nibble on the bus, or is to shech from the neck. That's an unbelievable reason. Pasha Shabbi, I mean, all reasons this time is the alma, I mean, there's no reason. The Torah said so.
According to that, you should
wrap
the shech of reason, not the smoke.
Okay. I understand. You can't go too far at the time. Yeah.
There's a halacha that if you have a blood knife, even if you're maybe Koryam Kulo, she
was right.
You
have to understand, whenever you give a reason, you should give a general introduction to reasons. Whenever you give a reason for a mitzvah, the reasons for the general terms. There are always exceptions. There are always cases where either the reason will apply and the mitzvah won't, or if I care, then just give them to broad. There are many reasons, we don't know, there are infinite number of reasons. The Torah is there's only just we pick a few and we can think of derech, our own seich. Okay, so that's Shehiya. What's next? Drasa. What does Drasa mean? Drasa means a downward motion. Downward motion. No good. How should Shechita Mashkima was called, as Ilan called, Molech Umevi. What's Molech Umevi mean, literally? Back and forth. Now, a physicist once told me, according to vector theory, this is an impossibility. But no matter how sharp the knife is, there's absolutely no downward push whatever, or just nothing will happen. What?
If you do it,
nothing will happen.
And you go so, like this.
Right, nothing will happen. You have to have a little bit of vector, I mean, from the point of view of vectors. Sorry? The gravity. Well, it depends what angle you cut on. Some people cut down, some people cut up. You know, some shechitas are...
Go like this.
Can I cut like this?
You
cut it down, you don't have to bring it.
Yeah.
You don't put any pressure on
it. Go like this, and you don't need downward pressure. You come across. If you hold the
sack
over on
time,
there's no way you can cover that going
down. Well, that's not again, drasa. If the animal's like this and you go, that's also drasa, that's only down. Drasa means pressure towards the simanim. So what it really means, yes, Eliyahu. Still need a tiny bit of pressure. What? Sorry, yes, Bob.
If you put the knife well, maybe, and then you make the first nick, so you can put the knife within the nick, and that won't be addressed because you already cut it.
That's what Yaakov said. But how do you get down? It has to be a little bit. It has to be a mashu.
It's not just on the meat.
Yeah,
it's not just on the
hole. We passed the test about putting your count.
Different issue. But that. The answer is yes, George.
It's like a vector is a component
of the cost. That's the answer. Obviously, it has to be a little bit of downward pressure. I mean, it should be physics. But that means it's almost insignificant. Where you draw the line, I have to draw a line somewhere. It's a shock to know from the Kabbalah. What's called drasa? What's called Molech Umevi? Maybe Molech Umevi has the tiniest bit of downward pressure. It has to be. Otherwise, nothing would happen. Next, what's the third psul shita? Chalada. What's chalada mean? Basically. You hide a knife. What's a chulda? A weasel, it hides. So you hide it, you shaft one simon and go under the other simon, or you cover it with skin, cover it with anything. The knife has to be in the open. That's halach moshe.
Halach that if certain yuma, you have it, you cover it with a matzah. It's like I'm covering the shaft anyway.
Okay, we'll count to that. There are many different kinds of chalada. That's the most varied, innovative way of chadun chalada. Yes, sir.
No, you cut the knife. That's just on the knife
at
that place. You're not cutting with the knife at that area.
Right, that's right. That's correct. And what we left out, hagrama. Hagrama means you shouldn't miss the boat. That's what you aim and you miss the boat. You have to shech within the right part of the neck, which is considered the Mokam Shechita. And Ikur, show what it means. Machalik called Ikur means Ikur Simanim, which means that the Simanim are pulled away from there. Yeah, but if it's pulled away before the Shechita, so it's no good. Well, I don't know how exactly what it is. I guess this is, well, I don't know, I mean, how shy I have to pull it away?
Pull
it out of the place.
Rip
them out. You rip them away from the body and shove them there. I mean, it's possible. I mean, I can imagine.
It's
yeah,
from the
okay, I don't know exactly. Equus is a big...